yesterday?
Yeah. We got, actually did a lot of work before we left. So we got most of that stuff done by Thursday, and then came back and had a full day yesterday, and started on them with the players this morning.
Coach, last week, while you guys were off, the Browns were dealing with a big H1N1 scare. A lot of college teams are dealing with it. It's just an endemic on a college campus. You guys specifically, with 53 guys, numerous coaches, players, personnel, training staff, what are you guys as an organization doing to be a little proactive about that? Because everybody says they can't get H1N1, and there's a ton of people that come down.
Yeah, I think the best thing we can do is just try to be smart, take care of our bodies the best we can. If we don't feel well, get in there and try to get treated for something as quickly as we can. I think everybody here got flu shots, just try to take care of your body, be smart about the weather. It's getting colder, obviously, now, and try to prevent something from spreading more than anything else. You know, we've got some guys with some colds and things like that right now, but just try to make sure that we handle those things as they come up each week. This is a very talented team, tough, physical, in many ways similar to the style that we're trying to, play with in terms of being physical and offensively make a lot of big plays, a lot of big plays in the passing game. We've got a lot of talented receivers for Flacco to throw to. Watching him last year to this year, he's really done a nice job of developing into a guy that can read the field, understand coverages, attacking the weaknesses of your defense. Many times he's got a great back, Rice, that is really leads the league in yards from scrimmage, leads the league in yards after catch, leads their team in receptions, rushing yards, averages 6 yards a carry, very difficult to bring to the ground and tackle. Then McGahee, was kind of a nice 1-2 punch. McLean was in the Pro Bowl last year. Very talented team offensively, that makes a lot of big plays, takes care of the ball, wins the time of possession battle on a weekly basis. Defensively, physical. I think everything starts with, Suggs, Reed, Lewis. Those three guys are involved in a lot of negative plays, turnovers. They created a lot of, led the league in turnovers last year. Their offense converts them into points, create a lot of negative plays in a running game, which makes for a long day. If you're in third and long a lot, which they get people into those situations quite a bit. The best team we've played all year, maybe the best team we will play all year in the red zone defensively. Just don't give up many touchdowns. They bend, but certainly don't break. They didn't do it last year, and they started this year the same way. Harbaugh, he's always been involved in the kicking game. Their special teams units, tough, disciplined, don't give up a lot of big plays, not fancy, don't try to trick you. Just play real hard. Got a lot of fast guys that run down on their coverage teams. Got two good kickers. So this will be a big test for us on the road. I've played there before. It'll be very loud. Usually the weather is some type of a factor in a November game or later there. I wouldn't doubt that would come into play. So a lot of tests for us, a lot of challenges, and we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
Are you surprised that they opened up the passing game as much as they have?
Not after watching them. a lot of people that are difficult to cover. They give the quarterback time, and he's got a great arm, and he's accurate, and he can really stretch the field vertically. Does a nice job of seeing when he's supposed to use the tight ends, when he's supposed to come down and dump it to the backs. They make a lot of yards in the screen game. It doesn't surprise me because he's done a nice job of handling it. I think, that's their decision, and they've obviously made the right decision because he can do a lot of things with the ball, and he's made a lot of big plays for him.
You guys have played a very good schedule, obviously. You're going to have, whatever. How does that help you? When you got a game like this coming up, it doesn't seem like
maybe that big of a game. You played just, you know, three very good opponents. You have some more coming up. How does this tough schedule help?
It's just another, I think every game is its own game, you know, and it, they're all tough. I mean, you know, the challenges we face this week are different than the challenges we faced in weeks previous, and I'm sure the challenges after Baltimore will be different than Baltimore. So each week is its own different set of challenges, and you just gotta prepare for this team. You know, we're not worried about what we've done or what we got to do after this game. This will take every bit of our preparation, and we're going to need to play real well in three phases in order to have an opportunity to compete with this team for four quarters and on the road in a tough place to play.
Josh, you've told us you've been more busy. With all due respect to the first six opponents, the next couple of weeks, you're going against teams that have that reputation of being tougher physically. Is this going to be Baltimore and Pittsburgh a better gauge of how far you guys have come in that
way? I'm not looking. I mean, I don't know. You know, we'll talk about Pittsburgh next week. But Baltimore, we've played some tough physical teams. I know that for sure. And Baltimore's another one of them. And whether they're the toughest or the most physical, I don't know. But I know that that's the way they play. That's their style in all three phases. And if you're not ready for that style of play, you know, you can get embarrassed by a team like this on the road. You know, they're coming off a bye. I'm sure they'll be rested and ready to go. And so, you know, we know it's going to be that type of game, whether it's more or less than another team, I don't know. You're talking about throwing against them, trying to go in, you mean? On the goal line. I don't think there's anything more special going on, you know, other than they play really good defense in those situations. They don't get knocked off the line of scrimmage. It's tough to get a yard when they've got them all down in there. And I think some teams, you know, choose to go ahead and throw the ball in those situations because they feel like it's their best chance to gain that yard or 2 yards that they need. Baltimore was one of the best teams in the league in the goal line last year. They've only allowed, I think they've had eight trip. People have been down there eight times. They've only scored four touchdowns, which is great for goal line defense. So it's tough to get it in. And I think, you know, we're going to need our best game in the red zone, on the goal line, in short yardage, on third down, those situations that we talk a lot about. This team really dominates the situations. And I think there's nothing, you know, nothing crazy or unique other than they got good players and a good scheme, and they keep you out of those, you know, if you need a yard, they keep you, you know, from getting it. And if you're down there close to the end zone, they keep you out of it. So, you know, it's a really good defensive football team, and, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us.
I think
we're trying to, you know, our group is new, and we're trying to play that way. I think they've played that way for a while. This is a team that's had a lot of success. It's got a lot of great football players, great organization, great coaching staff. You know, so they've done it for a lot longer than we have in terms of us talking about that as much, you know, with a new group. So, you know, in that regard, yeah, we're trying to be tough and play physical and play smart and not beat ourselves and force the opponent into some mistakes and then take advantage and capitalize on them. And that's what they do a great job of. And very rarely are they out toughed or, you know, out physical on a weekly basis. I went to the zoo. That was fun. Just spent time with my kids and my wife. Really, that's really what the couple days were full of. My son's riding his bike now without training wheels. First time.
Spencer Larson, he back this week?
Yep. Follow? Yep. He'll be out there.
Can you talk a little, obviously he had a long-term injury. You felt good enough about him to keep him around this season.
Yeah, I mean, Spencer's a valuable player on our team. He contributes in every phase on the team, which is unique. There's not many players that you can say that about. He contributes in all four phases in the kicking game. Was going to be an integral part of that unit, you know, the first 6 weeks, and hopefully will be the last 10 games. Plays a, you know, a role on our defense. Smart guy, can do that. Flips it over and, you know, was a lead blocker on offense. Can catch a ball out of the backfield some. So a player like that that can add, you know, depth and versatility to your team, I think is, you know, he's the kind of guy that you want to wait on. You know, if you're waiting on a guy that could only do one thing, and, you know, maybe the decision would be more difficult. But, you know, it wasn't an injury that we felt like would keep him out past the bye week, and hopefully that'll be the case this week, you know, as he returns to the field and we can see his progress, and hopefully he'll be able to make an impact on our team going down the stretch here.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.